you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're talking about how to create a system. So the reason that I like creating systems is because it allows you to produce more in less time, and it makes it so much easier. Because when you have the system in place, you don't have to think about like, what's the next step? What do I need to do now? It just really flows. You also don't get lost in confusion, and you also don't miss stuff. It's like, this is the step. Here's the next thing. Here's the thing that happens, and this is how it goes. So I wanted to kind of walk you through how I created the system for my podcast so that you could kind of see the process. So the first thing that I actually did was I just wrote down every single step of everything it took to go from like no episode to having the episode published. So when I first started, what this looked like was brainstorming ideas, then titling the episodes, then recording the episodes, editing the episode, and then scheduling the episode. So those were my five steps. And then the second thing that I did was actually batch those tasks. So I would take time to just brainstorm a ton of ideas. Then I would take time to title them all. And then I would take time to record them all. And then I would edit them all. And then I would schedule them all. So what this allowed me to do was save time because I wasn't going from like recording to scheduling and editing. I was just sitting down to record and then I stopped. And then I would sit down and I would like take a chunk of them and edit them. And so this allowed me to move so much faster because I wasn't switching tasks all the time in my brain. It was like, I'm just going to do this thing and I'm going to do the same thing and then I'm going to do the same thing. So then I had the system that I was doing by myself. And I was like, okay, I think I can have someone help me. So when I was looking for my amazing virtual assistant, I knew exactly what I needed help with because I went through the steps. I'm like, okay, I'm the one that has to come up with the ideas. I want to be the one that titles them. I have to be the one to record them, but the editing and the scheduling, I don't have to do. So I knew exactly what I wanted to hand off to someone else. Then the next step that I took was really just thinking about how can I make this easier and how can I make this faster? So what the process actually looks like today is I don't actually have like a whole brainstorming session about the ideas. My brain started noticing and picking up ideas naturally. So when they come to me just throughout whenever, I just start to write them down and then I have a whole list. And then I also don't title the episodes in a separate section because, again, my brain, after titling hundreds of podcast episodes, my brain began to do it faster and became easier and more natural. So now what it looks like is I just set a block of 30 minutes. I say, okay, I'm going to record four podcast episodes. And that includes like coming up with the idea, titling it, and recording it. And then I take all those episodes and then I send them to my amazing virtual assistant to actually edit them and then schedule them. So that's how I created the system for my podcast. And so you can follow those exact same steps to create a system. First, it's listing out all the steps that you're doing. The second thing is actually batching the steps that make sense to batch. And then the third thing is if you want to get help figuring out the things that like only you can do and the things that someone else can do. And then the last thing is actually just asking yourself, how do I make this easier? How do I make this faster? And start refining those pieces as you go. And if you want to create more commitment so that you can show up for your goals and actually achieve them, then go to createcommitment.com to sign up for the waitlist.